Hello, my feminist friends, and welcome back to today's episode of Coffee with Katie. I'm going to be talking about the signs, so this is an astrology episode, but we're going to be playing one of my favorite games, Date, Marry, and Kill, and I'm going to tell you which signs I would date, marry, and kill. So if you're up for it, if you're game, grab a cup of coffee, jump into some fuzzy socks, and let's get started. Once before, back when IGTV or Instagram TV was hip and happening, fun and fresh, popping, I filmed a Date, Marry, and Kill the Signs video, and I was very proud of it because it was one of the first videos that I ever sat down to edit, and I, you know, thought that it was going to be really cool, but I never uploaded it because something about IGTV has never been that great to me. No offense, Instagram, love you girl, but not IGTV. And I have never been one to start my own YouTube channel. I've always wanted to. If you're interested in that kind of content, let me know. So the video is just sitting on my camera roll on my phone, but I decided it would be more fun to redo this for a podcast, and then also I may compare and contrast and see if my opinions have changed at all, but I doubt they have. But without further ado, let's get into Date, Marry, and Kill the Signs. I'm going to divide this up by element, if that makes sense. So we're going to start with water signs, because as I'm sure you know by now, my sun and my moon sign are both water signs with a little bit of fire in my ascendant sign. So I'm going to start with water. So the three water signs are Pisces, Scorpio, and Cancer. So for Pisces, I could definitely, if I wasn't, you know, in a relationship with my boyfriend of 5 years, see myself dating another Pisces. However, it would be extremely dramatic. There would be lots of crying. I could see a lot of throwing of things. Not that I throw things at anybody, but Pisces are very emotional, but also can be very manipulative in nature because they spend a lot of time, you know, in their own mind, in their own world, and it's really easy to upset them. And usually Pisces tend to accidentally, if not on purpose, get the upper hand in arguments because they are so manipulative in nature. So I couldn't see a Pisces relationship working out. However, I could see myself dating one, particularly a Pisces woman. I could see myself dating, and it would teach me a valuable lesson, I'm sure. So I'm going to say date Pisces. Now let's move on to Cancer. Cancer is my moon sign, so I also identify very strongly with the moodiness, the broodiness of Cancer. And Cancers are one of the most emotional signs. They're very in touch with how they feel. They are very incredibly sensitive and soft, which is an identity that I carry with myself. But at the same time, similar to Pisces, Pisces are very, very loyal, so are Cancers, and they will always put you first. So I will say that I would marry a Cancer, and the few Cancer sons that I do have in my life are very, very close to me, and we connect on every level, and I think it would be very fun to be married to a Cancer. Now, that just leaves my Scorpio friends, and if you know anything about me, if you follow me on Twitter specifically, you know that I am not a fan of Scorpios. I'm sorry, guys, but I'm just not. Like any water sign, Scorpios have manipulative tendencies. They're very emotional. But one thing that Scorpio men and women do is they keep those emotions buried down inside of them and wait until the worst possible, last possible second to let them explode everywhere on everybody. And since they're just as emotional as their fellow water signs, they cry every day. They're sad about something every day, angry about something every day, but instead of having an open and honest conversation about it, Scorpios tend to let that fester and blow up on you. Either that, or they become very aloof. They keep it all inside and they never let you know what's going on with them, which is equally as unhealthy as a sudden outburst. Now, I don't mean to say that all Scorpios are this way or that any Scorpios are this way. This is just something that I've observed with two specific Scorpio people in my life, and it is the reason why I'm no longer in contact with one of them, and the other one is very minimal contact, because I could never see myself marrying or dating or being in any kind of legitimate friendship with a Scorpio sun ever again. Like I said before, this is my personal experience, but I'm sorry to my good, sensible Scorpio friends out there. I would have to kill you. So, our next group of signs I'm going to do are fire signs, because as you know, my ascendant sign in Leo puts me as one of the fire signs. So, the three fire signs are Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. Let's start with Aries. Now, Aries are very difficult people. And not in a bad way. Just that when Aries get together with their partners, they love them unconditionally. They love them fiercely. They fall in and out of love very easily. They are very possessive of their partners when they're with their partners, but when they break up, they are quick to move on. You see Aries get in relationships really, really fast and out of them equally as fast. And Aries can be very pushy, and not in a bad way. Sometimes these pushy attributes can be very great in relationships. However, from my friendships with Aries people, and I do have Aries people in my family, I don't think I could ever see myself dating or marrying one, simply because I am very sensitive in nature, and when you see people that are more brutal in nature, it's very hard for me to get along with them. I also have issues with people that move in and out of relationships really quickly. Not because that's a bad thing, because I think if it works for you, more power to you, but because I don't operate that way, and if I were to date or marry an Aries and they were to break up with me and move on very, very quickly, I think that would be very hurtful to me. And so out of preservation for myself, I would say I have to kill my Aries friends. However, I am more than happy to be friends with Aries people, and I actually do have a little bit of Aries in my chart, so down for it, here for it. I just don't think I could date or marry you. Sorry, guys. So, the next sign on our list is Leo. Leos are... they get shit on a lot because they are very confident. A lot of Leos are very beautiful, very sure of themselves. They can be self-centered, but not always. They are confident in a way that is eloquent. You often see them with big manes of hair, true to the lion inside them. Leos would be cool to date, I think, because it could go one of two ways, right? If you were to date a Leo and you, that confidence would come onto you, and all of a sudden you would become incredibly confident and you would have that power couple dynamic. Or if you were to date a Leo, it could go the other way, and you could feel less and less confident, and that could be a little bit toxic. However, if it did go the good way, I think being with a Leo would be really fun. You would try new things you never had before, and it could be a way for you to learn to love yourself. So for Leos, originally, I'm looking here at my computer at what I wrote down for each sign to keep track, and I said I would date a Leo, but I think I've changed my mind and I would actually marry a Leo because I think we can all use a little bit of love and a little bit of confidence towards ourselves, and it would be really cool to find that in a partner. So lastly, we have our friends, the Sagittariuses. I have had a lot of Sagges in my life that I love, but I did just say I would marry a Leo, so I'm going to have to say date a Sagittarius. And my reasoning for that and why I quickly changed my mind just now was because Sagittariuses are very blunt in nature. They say what's on their mind. They're not afraid to. And sometimes that can come off a bit aggressive, similar to the Aries, that fiery nature, you know. And because of that, I have had my feelings hurt by my Sag friends. And no offense to you guys if you're listening, and no offense to any Sages out there that are tuning in. But sometimes they run their mouths a little bit, and it can be kind of hurtful to my sensitive water sign ass. But I would date one, I think. If I was single and was looking, I think I would date a Sagittarius, especially a Sagittarius man. I have the good jubies, as my friend Alexis would say, about them. Alright, so picking up the pace here, our next group of signs are the earth signs, and those are Capricorns, Taurus, and Virgo. So this is a very interesting group of people because all three of the earth signs are very different, whereas in fire and water you see a lot of similarities between those groupings, but to me, in my astrologer opinion, the earth signs can be very different. Oh, excuse me, I had to sip my coffee. So, we're looking at Capricorn, and while I'm recording this, it's actually Capricorn season. It's Dave Grohl's birthday today. And, unfortunately, I am going to have to kill my friends, the Capricorns, simply because I am very, very emotional. Pisces and Cancer are two of the most emotional signs, as I've said before. And Capricorns are quite the opposite. They tend to hold everything inside, and not so much in an unhealthy way like the Scorpios do, but they internalize everything so they can work on it amongst themselves. And so Capricorns tend to get annoyed with people such as Pisces and Cancers who wear their emotions literally on their t-shirt, their pants, their sleeves, their socks, pretty much all over their bodies, because water signs want to talk about it. They want more than anything else to communicate those intense emotions that they're feeling. And Capricorns, not so much. And I couldn't see myself having a successful marriage with a Capricorn, let alone a relationship with one, because communication would be very difficult because we articulate our emotions in opposite ways. And that's that on that. So next we have Taurus. And when I was looking at the earth signs, this was very difficult for me to choose between Taurus and Virgo because both of them have a lot of pros and cons, as all the signs do. But I could see both of them being somewhat good matches for me. However, I'm going to have to say date the Taurus, and that is simply because Tauruses are hard-headed, man. Think in the car, road rage, screaming, flipping people off, yelling every curse word that they know. Taurus are clingy, unbelievably clingy, and need attention 24/7. Now, water signs do as well, are just as clingy as Tauruses. I don't want you to think for a second that that is a negative thing, because it isn't. However, when you have two people that are insanely clingy like that, it can become toxic very easily. It doesn't always, but it can. And I think in a relationship, especially if you're going to go all the way to marriage, you need to be on the same level so that you don't become codependent. You want to be two individuals that are completely independent of each other, but choose to spend their valuable moments together. So I would have to say, I might date a Taurus simply because a Taurus can appreciate good-ass food. Tauruses love to eat, and I love to eat. Borderline food addiction right over here. And so I think dating a Taurus would be so fun. We would have such a great time. We'd try tons of new food together. It would be a blast. But unfortunately, I don't think I could ever marry a Taurus. That being said, we're moving on to Virgo. One of my best friends is a Virgo named Annabelle. She's the bomb. If you're listening to this, Annabelle, I love you. If you're not Annabelle, go follow Annabay on Instagram. But I think I would marry a Virgo. And the only reason is Virgos are well organized. They are determined. They are independent. And they are some boss ass bitches. They get shit done. And lately in my life, while I have always been a well-organized person, I always did well in school, I've always, you know, this, that, and the other thing, I've become very messy. And that's something that is a huge trait of a Pisces that I didn't know until recently. But I live in organized chaos, right? So my life is a mess and everything is a mess, but it's organized so that my brain is satisfied. But honestly, if Annabelle lived here, she would kick a spark into my asshole so quickly and make me start cleaning everything up. Like, I just already know. Because even though Virgos tend to live in a chaotic way because they are over-planners and tend to overcommit themselves, they do it in a very organized, well-to-do fashion that I think I need a little bit of in my life. And I think we could bond over that because it is something that I love to do, getting organized. I color coded my homework in high school, okay? But I just don't have a lot of it at the moment, so I could do that. So I would have to say, marry a Virgo. And lastly, we have our friends, the air signs. Now, this one was particularly hard for me, and it wasn't between. Well, let me back up. So the three air signs are Libra, Aquarius, and Gemini. Now, as many astrologers know, and people that are fans of astrology also know, Geminis get a really bad rep because they can be extremely manipulative. They can be little suspect, a little shady. Geminis are your Barney Stinsons of the world, your Kanye Wests of the world. However, I would date a Gemini, and here's why. I have a friend named Natalie. She's at Fractured Aesthetic on Instagram, and she's a Gemini, but not only that, get this, hold up, cool fun fact, she's also a twin. And I just think that's the dopest thing ever. But something I love about Geminis is they are extremely loyal and extremely considerate in nature, which you wouldn't think given that they can be kind of sleazy. But if you are friends with a Gemini or in a relationship with one, they will care about you very deeply and passionately. They will be there for you always. And while they may do some shady shit, the Geminis are good people deep down. Unlike Scorpios, am I right? Just kidding. So yeah, I would date a Gemini, I think. Moving on to Aquarius. Now, this one was a hard one because my brother, my best friend, is an Aquarius. And we were talking about this recently, but I asked him, I was like, hey Mac, do you think we would have been friends in high school if we weren't brother and sister? And he looked me dead ass in the eyes and he said, no. Which I don't think is entirely true. And before I go into a big rant about this, I just want to say, I'm the kind of person that accepts everyone for who they are, and I always had a bunch of different kinds of friends and all different kinds of cliques, and I think that my brother and I would have been friends because we had mutual friends in high school. I just don't think we'd be as close as we are now. But Aquarius people tend to be more private. They don't express their emotions. They remind me a lot of Capricorns in that they kind of deal with things internally, and communication is not their strong suit. Everyone often thinks that Aquarius people are water signs. However, they're not. They are definitely air signs. And in relationships, they tend to dominate, whether they're in a relationship or not. The example that's coming to my mind right now, sorry Mac if you're listening to this, is that when we were kids and every time my brother had a friend over, the friend would come over and Mac would say, "Watch me do this. Watch me play this game. Let's go do what I want to do." And that's all very typical of an Aquarius. They can put so much on themselves to where everything is me, 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 all the time, whether they're being selfish or not. Because I don't consider my brother to be a selfish person. And I don't consider everything to be all about him all the time. If anything, that's definitely more of a me Pisces thing. But he is that way, like in that example I just gave before. And then also, two other Aquarius people that were very close to me over the past year and a half, 2 years, they are very much like that. And it's not like if something doesn't go their way, they're going to get mad about it. It's like everything is going to go their way, period. Like, there is no other way. So, unfortunately, I would have to kill my Aquarius friends out there. But don't worry, I would be friends with you. I just don't want to marry or date you. And lastly, we have, are you ready for it? Drum roll, please. My favorite sign ever. The Libras. A lot of people don't like Libras, which is fascinating to me, but I have so many Libras in my life. It's absolutely crazy. There's Houston, my boyfriend, my best friend Elizabeth, my cousin Anna, my friend Hunter, my dad. Like, the list goes on. So many Libras in my life. And I think the reason why I love them so much is because Libras are really chill. They're really laid back. They don't really give a shit one way or the other. And I am not that way. I am really high strung, really emotional, anxious about everything 24/7. And Libras kind of mellow me out, right? Because especially being a Pisces and a water sign, I pick up on other people's energy. I'm definitely an empath. And so if I'm really strung out and anxious and freaking out about something, and my boyfriend just happens to be in the same room as me, all I have to do is look at him and I'm calmer. And I love that about our relationship. And yeah, no, Houston, if you want to put a ring on it, I'm here. But yeah, I would definitely date a Libra. However, if you're in the dating scene and you're listening to this and you're like, should I date a Libra, should I not? It really kind of depends on you. Libra is, what is the word? Libra's planet is Venus, so it's very, very beautiful. Libra women are some of the most beautiful, gorgeous, astounding women that you will ever, ever see. I can't think of one Libra woman that I know that isn't just amazingly beautiful. But because of that, obviously, they're the girls that get a lot of attention for their beauty and kind of manifest a personality off of that. So take that into consideration if that's something you're into, something you're not into. But just know that Libras are so chill and they're cool and they're dependable and they're not going to let you down. All right, my feminist friends, that has been Coffee with Katie. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you'd like to see more content like this, please let me know. My email is lifestartswithcoffee@gmail.com. My Instagram is @rosecathletic. Follow me, give me a shout out, whatever. And let me know what you would like to see on this podcast. I've got some really fun episodes for you coming up that are linking with my blog, Life Starts with Coffee. And I'm always hip and happening up on the Instagram if you want to check that out. It's Rose Cafletic, RoseCafletic. Thank you so much for listening. And if you've made it this far, leave a comment somewhere, anywhere, any social media, and say, Katie's starting a band. All right, you guys, I'll talk to you soon.